This just released. The MCK would like to advise Gunawage Hironu that it met with its legal services team on Monday to discuss the lawsuit with respect to mixed couples residing on the territory. The MCK had been served notice on October 30th, 2014 by the law firm of Gray Casgrain on behalf of seven persons. While the MCK cannot comment on certain aspects and details of the case, Chief and Counsel would like to inform the community that the lawsuit could potentially impact First Nations across the country.
We have grave concern that this has long-term implications not only to Gunawage but beyond our walls, so to speak, and our community. And it's extremely concerning to us that our jurisdiction is being questioned in an outside court. We are still internally strategizing on what defense will be had, if any, and the community will be advised as soon as we know. This is not fear-mongering. It's something very real, and any time jurisdiction is in question in terms of Gunawage in an outside court, we take it seriously.
Grand Chief Mike DeLille Jr. The MCK has a deadline of December 12th to file its initial response to the lawsuit. The plaintiffs are seeking to obtain several declarations from the court, including that certain sections of the Gunawage membership law be declared inoperative under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and that non-natives are entitled to reside within the territory with their spouse and children. They are also asking the court to order the MCK to pay each plaintiff $50,000. The issue was discussed at length at last evening's fall community meeting.